Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez Santana.
Project Homeless Connect took place on Tuesday, January 30th, for the third year in a row at the Saldanha Regional Sports Complex. This event was able to reach out to over 100 individuals who are experiencing housing insecurity throughout the peninsula and help them find information on how to get a fresh start, as well as some extra support systems. There were at least 30 vendors present at this year's event, and they included free haircuts, immunizations, and recovery help. According to Greg Meyer, the executive director of the Kenai Peninsula Food Bank, approximately 140 people attended the event, which was nearly 50 more than attended last year's event. For breakfast, the food bank provided breakfast burritos, and for lunch, it was Sloppy Joe's. Meyer says that this was a collaborative effort since five other people and organizations helped donate food for this event. There was even enough food for individuals to be able to have some packaged up and sent back with them.
It's such a great event because for, you know, transportation in rural areas is so hard. So to have all those services in one spot where people could go, and sometimes people just don't really understand what you do or all the programs you have. So it's great for us too to be able to meet with folks face to face, and you know, maybe there's things they don't realize that are available.
Something that tends to be a problem with these events is ensuring that people have a way of getting to and from the event. But this year, Alaska Cab and Carts teamed up and provided transportation to the sports complex free of charge for anyone attending.
You know, between Alaska Cab and Carts had the free transportation, so I have no idea what those numbers were, but just based on seeing how many times their vehicles went in and out, it was well utilized, which helps break down those barriers of getting there.
To learn more about the event, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. It's so cold and snowy in Alaska that fuel oil is thickening and roofs are collapsing. For more information, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Much of Alaska has been plunged into a deep freeze with temperatures well below zero. Anchorage has seen some of its coldest temperatures in years, and the mayor opened warming facilities for people who are homeless or don't have reliable heating. To the south in the state capital, Juneau, snow blanketed streets and rooftops as part of a two-day storm that helped set a new January snowfall record of 6.4 feet for the city, which is nestled in a relatively temperate rainforest. That's after back-to-back snowstorms walloped Juneau earlier this month. Anchorage surpassed 100 inches of snow this week, the earliest date the state's largest city has ever hit that mark. For much of the last week, temperatures were minus 40 degrees or colder in Fairbanks. In other far-flung towns, the thermometer hovered between minus 30 Fahrenheit and minus 20 for days. It's not only Fairbanks. Much of Alaska saw temperatures in the single digits or below on Thursday. Anchorage, which hit minus 17 late Wednesday night, is experiencing its coldest temperatures in 15 years, said Brian Brettschneider, a climate scientist with the local Weather Service office. The forecast called for temperatures there to remain below zero through Friday before climbing into the teens by Sunday. Anchorage Mayor Dave Bronson last week signed an emergency declaration effective through February 9th and added the warming centers, some of which are open around the clock. And a letter was sent out to 1,000 Anchorage businesses warning them to vacate their properties until the snow is removed from the rooftops. At least two commercial buildings have suffered collapses under the weight, and crews are shoveling thick layers of snow from rooftops around the city. Meanwhile, parts of southeast Alaska were almost balmy by comparison, including Ketchikan, where it was nearly 50 degrees and raining on Thursday. Ketchikan is closer to Seattle than it is to Anchorage. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.